Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. Today we're going to share with you on the subject of the truth about Halloween. Halloween is an annual fall holiday. It's celebrated by the world as harmless, fun occasion. You know, there's many Christians that celebrate this holiday. Maybe you're one that celebrates it. Have you ever thought about what Halloween is all about? You know, if one celebrates a holiday, they certainly should know what they're celebrating. If we're going to know about what this is about, we're going to have to look at the historical roots of Halloween. The original celebration, which led up to our modern-day Halloween, began with the pagan Druids hundreds of years before Jesus was even born. The Druids were a people that lived in the Celtic countries of Britain and France and Germany, and they were a people that were involved in witchcraft. In fact, the word Druid comes from a Gaelic word which means a wise man or a magician. The Celts considered November 1st as the beginning of their new year. They also considered this the first day of winter. The day preceding that, which would be October 31st, was recognized as the day of transition from the summer to the winter. And on this day of transition before the first day of the winter, that's the Celtic people, believed that it was a time of great activity by supernatural beings. They believed the barriers were down between the natural world and the supernatural world. And these pagan Druids who lived in these countries had a celebration that was held on this particular day, October 31st, in honor of their pagan god Samhain. Samhain was an evil spirit who was Lord of the Dead. And this celebration, they called it the Vigil or the Festival of Samhain. During this festival, the Druid high priest collected offerings for their god Samhain in order to worship him. October 31st was also called All Hallows Day. All Hallows Day celebration actually began as the sun was setting the evening before. And the prior evening of October 30th was called All Hallows Eve, from which we get our modern name of Halloween. This celebration was a festival of the dead, and it celebrated death by honoring the Lord of the Dead, Samhain, and the souls of the dead. In the Druids' pagan religion, they believed that the souls of the dead would rise up out of their graves and wander the countryside, trying to return to their former homes where they lived for food and shelter. On All Hallows Eve, Samhain, the Lord of the Dead, was supposed to call up all the evil souls who died during that year so that they could return to their former homes. Well, the people believed that the evil souls would come out on this night and come to visit the homes of the living to be appeased through a sacrifice to them. In reality, though, they were not the souls of the dead, but they were evil demon spirits. If the food and the treats provided by the new residents of their homes were not acceptable to them, the evil spirits would do evil deeds to them. They'd cast evil spells upon them. They'd promote havoc by destroying property and livestock. And they'd terrorize, haunt, and torment the living in retaliation, even to the point of killing children. The Druids would often ask the families to sacrifice the firstborn child in order to pacify the evil spirits and guarantee their fertility of their crops and their livestock. And they had to satisfy the demands of the spirits with good treats, or they would retaliate with a trick. This is where the trick-or-treat comes from. Giving food to the evil spirits was in reality a sacrifice to the demons and worship of Satan. Today, when children go out trick-or-treating in this Halloween time, they are actually following the same yearly pagan ritual in honor of Samhain, and in reality is Satan and evil spirits. Children who go out trick-or-treating are taking the place of the evil spirits who went to the homes demanding a sacrifice. Thus, this participation of children in this trick-or-treat process of demanding a treat, or I will trick you, will open the door for demon spirits to enter into them. In giving out food to the evil spirits, the people are actually sacrificing to these demons and worshiping the devil. Today, in giving food or candy out to one on Halloween, one is doing the same thing that the Celts did. If you participate in giving out treats, you are actually sacrificing the demons and worshiping the devil, whether you mean to do it or not. Because you are participating in it, you are involved in what is going on. This festival of Samhain was the supreme night of demonic jubilation. They believed the demons would roam the earth in wild celebration of the coming of darkness. It was a night when ghosts and fairies and witches would ride through the sky. The festival was a fearsome night. So where the people would build huge bonfires to try to frighten away the raging demons, and they'd carry jack-o'-lantern type things with demonic carved faces like pumpkins of today to drive away the demons. These superstitious Celtic people were so afraid on All Hallows' Eve that they would travel on the day wearing masks and costumes in disguise, believing that their disguise would ward off the evil spirits. For protection, their disguise was to masquerade as one of the dead souls and hopefully blend in unnoticed among them. They'd dress up as demonic creatures or creatures of the dead. This is where today's Halloween traditions come from, of wearing costumes of skeletons or ghosts or mummies or decorating with skulls, crossbones, or graveyards or other symbols of death. The wearing of the costumes and the mask for protection from evil spirits is the origin of Halloween masquerading. In the modern day celebration of Halloween, we need to realize that this day is the day that witches celebrate above all other days. In witchcraft, there are 8 major festivals per year. These festivals are at the time of the year of the 2 solstices, which is the longest and shortest days of the year, and also the 2 equinoxes, the days in which the day and night are the same length, as well as the 4 times of announcing the 4 seasons of spring, summer, fall, and winter. Halloween, or All Hallows' Eve, is the major festival of the year for the witches and the warlocks and witch doctors and voodoo priests. Hundreds of witches will gather. They'll gather in their councils for worldwide worship of Satan. Now, to people involved in witchcraft, Halloween is known as Hallowmass. It's a time of sacrifice and worship offered to the devil. It is the end and the beginning of the witch's year. It marks the beginning of the death and destruction associated with winter. And during this time, they believe that the power of the underworld is released, and the spirits are free to roam about the earth. They consider it the best time to contact spirits. Halloween is serious business for Satanists and witches. During this time, certain spells and rituals they believe only can be cast on Halloween are released. They believe that the veil separating the living from the dead is thought to be the thinnest at this time, that the futures and that can be foretold easier, and that people can more accurately do things through divination. It's the ideal time, they consider, for practicing necromancy, of contacting the spirits of the dead. And the witches will get together, they'll cast spells, they oppose churches and families, they'll pray things against marriages, they'll perform sacrilegious acts, they'll offer blood sacrifices to Satan. And both animal and human sacrifices are offered. In fact, 6 weeks before Halloween, the witches will begin to get together and they'll chant until they see the face of Satan, some manifestation of an evil spirit. And they'll sacrifice the small animals, and then larger animals, and a male goat. And they'll even try to find an infant or young child or adult sacrifice. The sacrifice of the child is seen as a representation of the Christ child, who they blaspheme and they symbolically destroy in a prolonged, brutal torture and slaughter of the child. And they will also eat the organ parts and drink the blood. This is the time when these witches perform the greatest sacrifice to obtain the greatest power. It's a time when they're proclaiming their powers for control and leadership in the satanic realm. There's all kind of sexual association with demons and warlocks. It's a time of bestowal of honor upon witches and warlocks. Halloween is totally centered on Satan and the activities of witchcraft. We need to realize that even the customs and direct decorations of today are all associated, they're significant to witchcraft. Common customs decorations include the colors of orange and black and bobbing for apples, scary costumes, masks of witches and goblins and ghosts and haunted houses, black cats, owls, bats, jack-o'-lanterns, which are carved out pumpkins. The meanings are hidden to those that are uninformed, but they have a meaning in witchcraft. The colors of orange and black are considered the colors of Satan. Black is significant of darkness and the witch's cloth. It's the color of darkness and evil. Orange is the color of fire. Witches often gaze into a candle of fire when they're conjuring up demons to perform curses, hexes, or spells. In fact, bonfires were made to ward off evil spirits so they wouldn't do the people any harm. A firelit jack-o'-lantern's carried, or a firelit pumpkin having been carved out with a demonic face, is placed on one's property in the same tradition of warding off the evil spirits. The custom of bobbing for apples involves a witchcraft token of love and fertility. The witches believed that the apples could divine or foretell the future. If a person bobbed or got the apple, he got the assurance of love and fertility and from the person that he loved. The cast costumes and the mask were worn to ward off the evil spirits. They would hope that the evil spirits would see it, and then that they would not do them any harm. Actually, if a person was wearing the mask or the costume, they were really partaking the power of the spirit which the mask symbolizes, and it would be an open door for demons to come into them. Ghosts were considered spirits of the dead souls that were manifesting themselves. Haunted houses were a place of evil spirits that would do all kinds of things and torment the people. The black cats were symbols of evil spirits, which were their familiars that were used by the witches in being able to divine the future. The owls would make the sounds at night, and they were foretelling disaster or death. Bats were symbols of demons hunting their prey in the darkness. They drank the blood symbolic of the sacrifices of animals and humans and drinking of their own blood. The jack-o'-lantern is the ancient symbol of a damned soul under control of Satan. You know, today's parallel tradition is to hollow out a pumpkin, carve a face in it, in the appearance of an evil, demonic face with a lighted candle. The firelit jack-o'-lantern was thought to frighten away the evil spirits. And so, therefore, we can see that all these modern customs and decorations are all come from witchcraft, and there's a definite meaning for the use of these specific items in the Halloween celebration. Did the early church celebrate this holiday? Absolutely not. They would have absolutely nothing to do with it. There wasn't any celebration of this up until in the 7th century when All Hallows Day was started, and really by the 9th century when they had All Hallows Day in November 1st, and they began to celebrate this. Christians should not have anything to do with Halloween whatsoever. Well, we're going to conclude, talk more about this tomorrow, but conclude for today. And I want to make available to you a book that I've written. The book is called The Truth About Halloween. This particular truth goes through everything that we're talking on the broadcast, plus more that we'll be talking about, of discussing how Christians should deal with this situation and what we should do in order to walk free from it and how we should witness to others as well. If you'd like to get this book, give me a call at 268-9673, that's area code 614, or write me, David Middleton, 23 Morse Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43214. Just request the book, and we'll send one out to you. Look forward to seeing you on the next broadcast. As you have received the